It is not food, but water, which is on the mind of commentator Paul Durenberger.
It's a constant effort to control the water that runs through our house. Sometimes it's a dripping faucet. Sometimes it's the singing of a toilet with a stuck valve, or the intermittent, nearly but not quite random melody of a flapper that hasn't seated itself properly. At the wet seasons of the year, it can be water infiltrating into the basement or insinuating itself a drop at a time through some vulnerable point in the roof. Sometimes I think of the Corps of Engineers facing these problems on a national scale as they try to control all of the water that flows through the country on its way to the seas, and that puts my problems with water into a more manageable context. There's a town here in Iowa that was flooded in 1993 when the water quietly overwhelmed much of Iowa and areas along the Mississippi River. Because they had been flooded so many times, they discussed moving the 300 people off the floodplain and up onto a nearby bluff. They contacted government agencies, conferred and planned, met and debated, formed committees and voted, made maps and filled in forms. After 2 years of frustration, the city council voted to withdraw the applications for funds to relocate the town. Now residents can sell out to a government program and move, stand pat, or move their houses at their own expense. Whatever the people do, the Iowa River has reclaimed that stretch of land. In the long run, water gets where it wants to go. Old Chinese philosophers used water as a metaphor for slow-moving but certain and eternal processes. The highest good, they said, is like water. It benefits all things, but is without strife. It stays in lowly places that people dislike. It's effective in its actions. Water is formless. You can grasp it, but not hold it. What happens if you confront it? It's elusive and evasive. It's continuous and unceasing. It reverts to nothingness. It's self-sufficient and unchanging. It never claims greatness, though its works are great. It does nothing, but everything is done. Be quiet, they advised, and be like water. To understand and emulate these ways, they said, was enlightened. When you look at it that way, you can see all of human existence as a minor transitory obstruction in the middle of that hydrological cycle we learned about in school. Water falls from the heavens in rain, flows into the streams, into the rivers, into the seas, where it evaporates and gets taken up into the atmosphere, where it becomes clouds and precipitates again. Our bodies are short detours for water. My house fits between the rain and the Iowa River. Those old Chinese guys may not have been rocket scientists, but they sure understood water. That's what I think of when I hear the toilet running and resolve to take the lid off the tank and check that valve one of these days.
Paul Durenberger is a professor of anthropology at the University of Iowa in Iowa City. He comes to us by way of member station WSUI.